we're doing podcast stuff.
Okay, go.
What?
are we not doing it? Okay, we're starting this thing now. Okay.
Yeah.
Hey.
Not a count-in or nothing.
I'm Twisted Cat.
I'm Patch.
I'm Batman.
We just saw Godsmack doing an intimate evening with Godsmack at the YouTube Theater in
Inglewood.
That's where we are. That may have been one of my most favorite shows ever.
I agree.
That was a great show.
So before we get into
that,
it started with Bastion
Da Cruz. From Denmark. Playing, it was him and a guitar.
And an acoustic guitar.
He was really good.
Okay, yes, I can...
He's not my cup of tea necessarily, but he was really good.
I can recognize where he was a talented musician and singer.
Sure.
I really didn't care for him. He was way not my thing.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, he first came on, and I was like, wow. He's good. He's definitely a singer-songwriter, playing all of his own stuff, everything else. And I'm like, wow, that takes some balls to be opening for Godsmack. And you come out, and you're just one dude and playing all your original songs that nobody knows on your acoustic guitar, and that's it.
Yeah.
No backup, no anything else.
Yeah. He definitely... I think he was a little nervy at the beginning, honestly.
Sure.
But he you know, sallied forth masterfully.
I feel like I read somewhere that Sully actually picked him out specifically
for
this tour.
I don't doubt it. There's no... Nobody other than Sully would have picked him.
True. Okay, so Godsmack. They started with a Floyd cover.
So the first three songs of the set were three of my favorite songs in the world. Like, how do you go up from there? It was fantastic.
They covered No Quarter? Led Zeppelin.
Yes.
Okay.
Much later.
Yes.
But the
we hadn't gotten there yet.
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry.
I
didn't realize we were going through song by song.
Was it Time?
Yes, Time.
And then that Godsmack song. And then Voodoo, which is my favorite Godsmack song.
Yeah, same.
And the one that I'm blanking on at the moment is my second favorite Godsmack song. So, like, the first three songs.
Yeah.
It was fantastic.
Yeah.
And somehow they managed to just maintain that energy. It wasn't the same level of, oh God, I love this song necessarily, but, you know, Sully doesn't bounce around the stage. He doesn't have that sort of frenetic fill the stage energy, but he still is riveting.
Yeah.
He doesn't need to bounce around. He's so fucking interesting.
And he's got big presence.
Yes.
He doesn't need to take up space to have big presence.
Yeah.
The flow of the show was lovely. He told enough stories to make me happy without making me bored. I'm not sure Sully could make me bored, but he did not bore me.
I have to download that movie.
Yeah. So in case you don't know, he's got a movie that just came out. It's available on streaming. It is called...
I think it's... Just search for Sully Erna. It'll come up.
Yeah. But it's... they showed clips of it. And I need to see that.
Yeah.
Yeah, it looked amazing.
This stage setting was cool. Very, like, candles and gargoyles.
Well, LED candles, but yes.
Oh, sure.
They did move forward at some point, right?
The candles?
Yes.
I don't think
so. Not
really,
no. Nothing on the stage moved.
All right. Well, so at the end of their sort of psychedelia set, all of those candles looked like they moved forward to me.
Patch had a flashback, ladies and gentlemen.
That's just the old drugs kicking in.
Yeah.
The psychedelia thing was when they were playing No Quarter, which I got on film. The whole thing. Not film, obviously, but video. The whole thing.
Oh yeah, no. It was a good show, start to finish. It had good energy. It had good flow. Great music. They did, you know, some great covers. All of the great Godsmack songs.
A couple of deep cuts.
Yeah,
a bunch of deep cuts
and stuff that you don't usually hear.
They were specifically not doing a big Godsmack show.
Right.
Like, he said that more than once.
Right.
And, I mean, I'm down with that. I've seen the big Godsmack show. It's great.
Sure.
The big arena show, everything else.
But I came for something different.
There comes a time when you want that, an intimate evening with Godsmack.
Well, and, you know, I will always go seek out, like, the acoustic or semi-acoustic or, broken down set of any heavy band, because mm-hmm. they always fascinate me.
Yeah.
And they're almost always amazing musicians yes. behind all of that yes. distortion and fuzz and everything.
Yeah.
And Godsmack is absolutely no doubt.
Wrong band.
They weren't playing tonight.
Yeah. I'm sorry, I'm failing for words. There was a phrase that I wanted to use that is just gone. Anyway, they are amazing, amazing fucking musicians.
Yeah. Yeah, I found myself grinning ear to ear several times tonight.
Absolutely.
Oh, and my weird synesthesia, if listeners don't know, for like bands that are really into it, if I'm seeing them live and I close my eyes, I get shapes and colors and stuff. And they were all like space flowers and wormholes. It was really cool. I don't think I've ever seen that with any other band.
They definitely were fantastic.
Yeah.
I don't actually have an awful lot of detail to say. I think I've, like...
Yeah, there wasn't a lot of minute detail. It was just kind of an overall. It was good.
Yeah.
Start to finish.
I do love the fact that, you know, Sully was talking about things that blow his mind. And the two things that blow his mind the most, three things. So space, okay, fine. Math and, or numbers. And music. And I'm like, but music is a form of math.
Well, so it's not so much specifically math as it is the concept of infinity for the space and for the numbers.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
The concept of infinity is really what he struggles to wrap his head around.
Well, because you can't wrap anything around infinity. It's infinity.
Precisely. But...
Anyway,
yeah.
But we're meat sacks and we try. We feel like we have to define everything that exists somehow. So,
who's this we, Kimosabi?
Him and the mouse in his pocket?
Okay, fine.
That's not a mouse. Anyway.
So, shout out to the dudes behind us who could not shut the fuck up.
Oh, God.
Like, wagging their dicks at each other about what shows they had seen.
I mean... We got off light because I turned around in the first set and basically very nicely asked them to shut the fuck up.
Well, I had mom looked them twice before you ever turned around.
Oh, but they were old white guys. They are immune to that shit.
Yeah, no, I knew automatically that they weren't going to react well to a woman telling them what to do. So, yeah, I was already getting horribly, horribly annoyed by them. And... When it came time in between the sets, I almost actually turned around and thanked them for being quiet during the show, but then they just started yapping in and annoyed me in the middle there, so I didn't bother.
Yeah. They were fucking idiots. They're like, oh, this band was awful. And to be fair, I actually agreed with most of what they said, but...
But it was still like...
At the top of their lungs, they're like... Oh, and I'm seeing this show, and we just saw this show, and it's like...
And the playing music on their phone was bugging the shit out of me. I'm like, excuse me.
And, like, I go to a lot of shows. I feel like I go to a lot of shows.
We go to a lot of shows.
But this guy's dropping, like, Foo Fighters tickets and
Madonna
tickets, like, three times a week.
Yeah.
He's
if old, you believe him.
He's old, retired, and, you know, has enough money to just, like, you know, go to Laughlin to see bands for the week.
Yeah, fuck that guy.
Because, yeah, I mean...
He was such an obnoxious blowhard.
They were obnoxious prats.
Yeah.
And I wish they had not been sitting behind us. Because, yeah, they just annoyed me.
Yeah.
The two gentlemen to my left were lovely. It was a dad and his son. I can't tell how old people are anymore. I've gotten to that age, so dear God. He may have been in college. I don't fucking know. But I would talk about bands, and he would give me a blank look, and I go, that's right, you're too young. And I would keep talking. His his dad would nod, so, you know. But they were lovely.
Well, good.
He's a huge Godsmack fan. It was their first time seeing them. They were very excited.
Outstanding.
Mostly he seems to be an Alice in Chains fan. That was mostly what he talked about. But, you know,
nothing wrong with that.
But yeah, Godsmack
show. I liked them
better
when they had Lane, but fine.
Intimate evening, 10 of 10.
Would see again.
Would see again.
Oh,
would bang.
I think Godsmack is on my, like, Breaking Benjamin, Shinedown,
sure.
Hailstorm list.
Sure. Yeah, the only time we haven't gotten to see them is when they played with Stained.
Mm, yeah.
Stained.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, I mean, I'm sad you didn't come to San Diego to see them when I went with Dave Burke.
Mm, yeah. I think there was a reason that I couldn't.
Oh, I'm sure. Oh, yeah, because Rick couldn't go either. I think you guys were all, like, in the Far East.
Was that when we were in
you were
Japan
you were in Philippine and, oh, and Patch was in Japan.
That sounds right.
That tracks.
Yeah. Which is also why you guys missed Alien Weaponry that one time.
Yes.
One time. All right. Anyway, so yeah, amazing. We'll see again, if at all possible. And they claim they're breaking up, but they didn't seem to be breaking up. Don't you remember the whole reason I wanted to go see them when they played with Stained was because they said that they weren't going to tour anymore. And then they came out with this show, and I'm like, okay, you're full of shit.
Yeah, they basically pulled the, like, you know, we're going to stop touring.
This is it. This is the end.
This is, you know, we're still, you know, together. We're not going to, you know. It's not going to be our main focus of doing things anymore.
Michael Jackson's This Is It.
Yeah.
Or like the never-ending Eagles farewell tour. Anyway. Next up, we have Bite Me Bambi.
Oh.
Grr. It's my band that I wanted to see really badly, and I'm booked for work that day, so.
And I got a ticket by mistake.
Is that before? I thought you guys had Madness.
No, Madness
first.
Is later
Madness
in May.
Okay.
Yeah, and Bite Me Bambi is at the beginning of May.
The ska freak does not, in fact, get to go see the ska shows. So.
We'll buy you some mozzarella sticks.
I got mozzarella sticks at home.
Anyway, I have been Twisted Cat,
and I'm Patch.
I'm still Batman.
Get in the van. We're doing podcast stuff.